Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone else should be trickling on in. Hey there, friend.
What's going on?
How are you?
Fine.
Okay.
What's up?
Nothing much. Nothing much, man. Living this little thing called life. Let's go ahead and get that disclaimer out here. We drink because we say inappropriate things. Some of us partake of the cannabis. This is what we're doing today. This is what we're doing today. Some of us partake of the cannabis. I said the cannabis, man. Listen, cannabis.
Something like you said cannabis, my bad.
No, not cannibal. Cannabis. Lord. Nobody on the show eats people. Let me rephrase that. No one on the show, there's no way to clear that up. So, yeah.
What are you talking about, work?
Because you said, I said cannibal. I said, no, cannabis. So I was trying to clear up the fact that nobody on the show eats anyone. But then I was like, well, you know, sometimes y'all be doing
just
grown
disgusting
stuff. And then.
You just disgust out the gate. You just nasty.
I was trying to clean it up, but then I found out there's no way to clean that up. It wasn't out the gate.
Ow, motherfucker.
What is wrong with you?
Just hit my damn funny bone. I'm trying to pack my lunch. I just hit my damn
funny bone.
That bitch is not laughing.
No, it's never funny. It's never funny when you hit your funny bone. It's not funny.
This damn funny bone, that shit hurt. I'm about to damn squeeze out of here.
Yeah, that thing don't ever be funny. So tonight on the show, we are talking about why everybody is in an uproar over people in this unemployment and why people don't want their jobs.
Why people don't want to
Why people don't want their jobs and why people don't want to work for other people? Because I know here in Jersey.
Why people don't want their jobs now?
Well, I don't know about any other state, but I know here in Jersey we have the unemployment. You get the extra $300 a week.
Yeah, that's part. A lot of people are still doing it here too, but motherfuckers wouldn't even call me back.
and a lot of places, you know, are hiring. But I've been finding that a lot of places.
It's a bunch of jobs hiring because a lot of people don't want to go to work because a lot of people are still scared that they're going to catch the virus. A lot of people are trying to be slick because a lot of motherfuckers got that loan. And they ain't saying, no, even though they released some of the names, but a lot of the names, they ain't saying. And a lot of people have been lying, saying that they got, you know, jobs or businesses and shit. But what they doing is they're using their money to start business. Have you noticed? Well, you probably haven't been paying attention because you don't be on Facebook like that. But it's been a lot of motherfucking T-shirt companies opening here lately.
Listen. A lot of people I know now, they got online boutiques. Oh, y'all selling knockoff Fashion Nova now?
That part because I got a couple of homegirls. One of my closest friends. She ain't my best friend, but she's real close to me. And she got her little boutique started. And she be selling a lot of shit. Like, she got a, you know, I wear hush puppies. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is something comfortable. But she was having the little hush puppy shoes, designer belt. And she's selling a whole lot of shit. And plus, she do taxes, too. So I'm like, yo, did you do that? She was like, well, she saves her money to do it. But she also said that she applied for the loan. And she got it. And then you notice, you know, Amazon sells the T-shirt press. You know, where you can make your own
shirt. Yes. Yeah.
A lot of them shits have been selling out. They've been selling out because everybody's been snatching them motherfuckers up and saying to them, that's their business. They make T-shirts. And I'm like,
yeah.
Everybody thinks that I be making my own shirts. A lot of people have been asking me, do I make T-shirts? And I'm like, no, I get my man to make what I do. I come up with my own design and whatever I want to put on the front or whatever I want to say and shit. And then I get him to put it on there. And so I was like, man, damn, what if I do get the machine and I can make my own shit? And I was like, yo, I probably make a killing. But a lot of motherfuckers are doing
that. I know, like, a lot of places, they just popping up left and right. I know a couple of people that now, like, they have online boutiques. Now everybody's doing, if you're not, like, crafting, like, they making, like, the glasses, they're making, like, all types of stuff. And it's like, okay. Like, I get pandemic kind of made everybody resourceful. Like, you really had to be like, all right, I need to get to this money some kind of way. And I make crafts, but you know, my main job is this, and it's clothes. I know more people that actually don't want to go to work for, like, some companies, not because they lazy, but because the pay is shitty.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm really, when I say that, I really talk about, like, servers. Servers, bartenders, like busboys, like, I don't know about where it is where you are, but like in Jersey, I believe that the minimum wage for tipped people is like $3.13 or some crap like that.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be $3.13. You make the $3.13 an hour. But you add your tips to it, and that's supposed to make the minimum wage. And a lot of companies don't pay that. Like, they don't even try to give you your hourly. And people be like, oh, my God, you know, it's like, I came out to eat my food. I didn't come out to tip you. Like, but that person is still paying.
Right.
Like, they still paying because they still have to pay the bartender that made your drink. They still have to pay the busboy that cleaned up your table. And, you know, you've had people that have worked through the pandemic, and they are burnt out. They are absolutely burnt out. Because there were places up here that, you know, you couldn't come in and dine, but they were still doing to-go orders.
Yeah.
So you had to have somebody to cook it. You had to have somebody to pack it.
Right.
And these are people that are coming in and working from 11 o'clock until 11, 12 o'clock at night.
I know it's about to get real down here because, as you know, I don't know, you've probably seen Bestie's page, but...
Y'all ain't got no gas.
No, we got gas now. We got gas, but it's still at the place, but the gas thing is fixed. Down here, we ain't got to wear no mask no more. So I didn't know until I got in the mall. So I walked in the mall to go get my hair cut. I got my mask on. I'm looking at everybody in there. Nobody had a mask on except the security guard. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why ain't nobody got no mask on this motherfucker?
Oh, yes. They started that up here, too.
Yeah.
If you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask at all.
Well, they said you ain't got to be vaccinated or nothing down here. You can just not wear your shit. And I'm like, well, fuck. And then,
oh,
like,
y'all
walking around that motherfucker they just walking around that motherfucker free-balling like a motherfucker. They having a ball. I was like, damn, I felt out of place, but I kept my shit on until I got in the barber chair. Because, you know what I'm saying, he got to go around my ears and shit. So I took it off when he cut my hair. But my barber still had his mask on. And then I put my shit right back on and gapped on up out of that motherfucker. Like, nah, I don't. Some of y'all just like best friend said, some of y'all be lying. I'm going to keep my mask on.
Exactly. I'm wearing my mask. Excuse me. I'm wearing my mask until I'm 103. I don't care what they say about nothing, no, because I noticed that this pandemic has brought the worst out of people. Hey, Ron.
What up?
Yep.
Like, it really brought the worst out of people. Like, you really see how disgusting people are, and then also how stupid people are. Like, I'm not risking my life.
This one dude, man, this is Vietnamese dude I work with, right? And this motherfucker do this shit every fucking day. This motherfucker got the mask on. He pulled the mask down, sneezed, and then he blows snot out his nose, and then he put the motherfucker back up. And I be sitting there looking at this motherfucker like I just want to punch him in his fucking face every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nastiest shit.
Okay,
ever.
Can we think about this, people? Can we think about this? Dre, what was he supposed to do?
Sneeze in your damn mask. That's what you got, the motherfucker fool. We got like
all right,
30 days.
That's the silliest shit I've ever fucking heard. That's the nastiest shit I've ever fucking heard. I'm going to let all this fucking mucus and fucking particles come out and stay here? No, nigga. That doesn't work like that. No, we all get this sickness. Fuck that.
No. We got to keep masks on us. We got to keep at least 4 on us a day. So you can sneeze in that bitch ball.
No. No, that's the nastiest shit I've ever seen. That's like somebody saying, you know what? I busted my drawers and kept them on. No, nobody ever does that.
That is not the same.
The liquid that comes out of that orifice is trapped there. The liquid that comes out your mouth when you sneeze is fucking mucus. He wants it to stay there. The liquid that comes out my dick when I'm pleasured is a nut. He wanted to stay there. No, nigga, that's nasty.
Why do we gotta have a conversation about your dick here fucking Friday?
Cause you the motherfucker trying to be nasty, talking all this dumb shit. I'm here listening.
No,
this nigga talking about, you know what I'm saying? In the pandemic, the craziness come out in people. Nigga, every fucking time there is an opportunity for people to act stupid, they will do it. Whether it's a pandemic or not, nigga. A fucking year, people act more and more idiotic. I ain't had my weed yet. I need a blunt. I got to calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Don't be yeah. I'm right, motherfucker. I ain't wrong. That shit is nasty to sneeze with a fucking mask on and keep it on.
No, nigga, you didn't hear what I said. We got to keep 4 masks on.
You don't keep it on. You sneeze in it and then you change it.
And you change it out.
Okay. So he does it again. So you keep 4 masks. So I got 4 sneezes a day, you telling me? Or 3 sneezes? I got 3 sneezes a day is what you're telling me.
Nope.
once you run out of mans, you got to go right back in that break room and get some more. They are not playing that shit at P&G.
Man, fuck this disease. Fuck this shit, man. Your fucking elderberry, your vitamin D, and fucking pray, nigga. The fuck? The fuck, nigga? Yeah. Fuck are we talking about?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is wrong. The most serious nigga
with the
only show.
I'm with the original CDC, nigga. The cock dickers conglomerate.
Oh my goodness.
Taylor, I feel sorry for you because you got to deal with both.
The coochie damaging crew. I'm with the coochie damaging crew. What, nigga? CDC, right. Nigga.
This nigga said the coochie damaging crew. Oh my God.
That's what she said.
Hey, I hope you can handle this shit. Oh, they give you.
Because
you're in a world of trouble.
Just don't make no sense. I have, it's a guy at my job that does shit like that. So, he only works on Saturdays, but they be trying to give him a pass because it's an equal opportunity employer, so he has special needs. So, this one particular Saturday, like, He's walking around doing a bunch of nothing. So he just decides that, you know, he has to sneeze, right? So rather than him sneezing, like, going off somewhere, like, to the side or whatever, he takes his mask completely off, turns, and sneezes in the exact direction of somebody that was in the line trying to pay for their stuff.
They should have fucking paid faster.
Right there.
The fuck they doing lollygagging online? They see this fucking Riri is in front of them fucking with a mask on. Hurry up, do your business and keep it moving. Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
Damn. I can't even.
I'm saying, no, that's there for you to... All right, so let me get this straight. All right, see, y'all fucking play too much. There's one entity here that ain't got their fucking mind right. There's one entity here that do got their mind right. And you telling me that the one that do got their mind right ain't responsible for thinking for both of them? Yes, you responsible for thinking for the fucking Riri, too. You got to foresee this shit coming. When he's going, you got to fucking hide. You got to hurry up, pull your card out, and pay quick. You got to do something, nigga.
So he sneezes, right? And
you're not
going to
address what I said. You're going to keep going with the story?
No, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to ignore that whole shit. This is 8 days until my wedding. I'm not getting involved in that shit my time will come right back around the whole week. No, I'm not getting involved in that shit. So he like after he sneezes, he proceeds to touch his face, and then he goes to pick up something. At no point did he. First of all, he didn't cover the sneeze. Like, you know, he sneezed in your elbow. He didn't do that. He damn sure didn't sanitize his hands after all of this. Right? This lady had a whole meltdown, and I was just like, why? Like, why? And I'm like, there was so much space that he could have went off to the side and did all of this. Like, I mean, I see it all. Like, when I'm in that store.
So, wait, you said why. Like, was it why that did he sneeze or why did the lady go off on him?
No, why did he turn? Like, his back was to the woman. You see what I'm saying? So even if he sneezed the other direction, it wouldn't have been in her way, so to speak. But he turned around
to sneeze in this woman's direction, proceeded to touch his face, then touched everything else over there. And then
She got a thing like,
I was like,
nigga, y'all know Corky Romano ain't the brightest fucking bulb in the cabinet.
And the thing about it is, so like there was an outbreak at the job of COVID.
So again, you're going to skip right past that. You're not going to address that. Either.
Yes. I'm not going to address that. Either. So there was an outbreak of COVID at the job. And come to find out, this fool was the source of it.
See what I'm saying? Y'all, if y'all was thinking for this motherfucker, he would have been taken care of a long time ago. But no, y'all let him think for himself. See? Good for you. That's what you get.
Like, I've been in that store, and I see it all the time. I see people come in, like, you know, you're supposed to wear a mask. Well, before you're supposed to wear a mask, people used to come in with scarves. Not like a scarf you wrap your head in. Or, like, none of that. No, like a winter scarf. I seen a guy come in with panties.
What's wrong with that?
As a mask.
Yeah.
I had a guy that took his shirt off and then tied it around his face. But then
I seen a dude tie,
but he tied the shirt too tight and couldn't get it off.
Okay. I mean, hey, y'all the ones that want to be safe, right? They're just trying to capitulate to what y'all want.
True that, but that damn dude had that sock. That shit was funny. Cause I was getting ready to get kicked into the hospital. And I'm sitting there looking at this motherfucker, and the first thing I thought about, man, it'd be some fucking weirdos hanging out in the damn emergency room. This motherfucker came all the way in that motherfucker, and he had a dirty-ass white sock tied around his fucking face.
Oh, Lord. Not a dirty
one. And then, yeah, it was dirty. That motherfucker wasn't white. That shit was brown. And that motherfucker said, the damn security guard said, sir, you want a mask? This nigga had the audacity to say, no. And I'm sitting there like, motherfucker, you gonna put that goddamn clean mask on? The fuck you sitting there with a damn dirty ass sock hanging around your face? Like what niggas put on the damn door when they got company and shit, when they got a room, like, got to talk to the door.
CJ, you missing the long game. Say, CJ, you missing the long game. When you go into an emergency room with a dirty fucking tube sock wrapped around your face as a fucking mask, there's no way that you have your wits about you or your senses. They ain't asking you for no insurance card. They're like, let's just help this nigga. He obviously got Medicaid of some sort. He obviously got fucking Obamacare, Biden care, fucking Abraham Lincoln care. Nigga got some shit, obviously. We know he. Let's just take care of him and get him out of here as quick as possible. That's what happens, huh? Yeah. That's two shots to the head.
That nigga said Abraham Lincoln.
That nigga, I ain't never heard of the Lincoln Care.
No, I'm not old enough for the Lincoln Care. Please tell me what that is.
You know what? You're right. We didn't get that 40 acres of that mule. My bad. Yeah, wasn't no Lincoln Care.
Okay, now we got Medisa coming on in. Hey, yeah.
Oh. Hey, what up, good people? Happy Friday.
Oh, girlfriend.
Happy Friday.
Hey, boyfriend. What's happening? It's been a fucking Friday, y'all, man. Dealing with people
it
in the
has
public.
Been.
These motherfuckers make you want to cuss. And, yeah. Happy fucking Friday, y'all. How y'all doing? I missed y'all. How y'all doing? Y'all all right?
Yeah,
we Gucci now.
Okay. Yeah.
We just waiting for your sexy ass to get here to just round out the conversation.
Ew, my sexy NYC. Ew, boyfriend. Ew, ew, ew.
You stupid.
No video?
So Dre was telling us about the fucking crazy nigga with the tube sock up his nostrils.
Tube sock up his nostrils? What the fuck? Tell me about it. I want to hear about it.
Well, I was at when I was in the emergency room waiting to get checked out or whatever, and this fool came in with a damn tube sock wrapped around his damn face, and then they offered him the mask, and he wouldn't take it.
So this motherfucker wanted to have a sock instead of a mask that was 3N filtration.
Yeah, we were talking about people that weren't that's been. Cause we started out talking about people that's been wearing scarves around their face and T-shirts and shit instead of wearing a mask.
You know what? I'm sick of these people. I'm sick of COVID and I'm sick of all these motherfucking people. Like, put a fucking mask on. Put a mask on.
I don't know, son. I be seeing these fucking Jesse James niggas all the time, son, with their bandanas around them nose. You telling me that's not appropriate?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of motherfuckers been wearing bandanas.
But you know what? People do that. I seen a person the other day in the fucking grocery store. I don't know if y'all got Kroger, but in India it's Kroger, but in Arizona it's Fry's. I don't know. It's like a chain. Some places, like, I don't know what it might be, but... So it's like Kroger, basically. So I seen the motherfucker the other day. I kid you not. Motherfucker had their T-shirt pulled up over their face. Sir, you got a thin-ass T-shirt, a damn Hanes T-shirt that's not thick over your face. And what is that going to protect?
See, that's
him,
discrimination. That's discrimination.
No,
see what I'm saying? If the nigga had a dot on his head and a motherfucking sandals, know what I'm saying? You ain't say nothing. It look like a fucking Haji.
I don't understand it. Like, some of the philosophy just doesn't make sense to me. Like, just put a mask on, call it a day.
Motherfuckers is racist. Y'all are racist. Y'all are masking.
They about to lift all these mandates. They didn't already lift it in two cities, and the teach their own. Do what you do. Like, but how is the spot going to protect you? I need to understand that.
Niggas getting shot for the COVID-19 virus fucking protection vaccine. And COVID-20 is out, nigga.
COVID-20? Yeah, that secondary.
Yeah, virus is mutating, nigga.
That mutation. Yeah, that motherfucker's out.
Dude, it sounds like it's a joke. I'm serious, a heart attack. That COVID-2020, you know what I'm saying? That's that Barbara Walters COVID.
Hey, that shit is going to have motherfuckers walking around with extra arms and legs and shit. People going to start having shit grow on them that they didn't realize. Motherfuckers going to be somewhere. You think you can't breathe, you're going to have a whole extra lung fucking with this shit. Like,
you know, it's funny, though. Every woman that I've had sex with is COVID-free. So, women, if y'all want to be inoculated from the COVID disease, my dick
Ron,
is about
shut
you.
Up. Don't you shut up.
Shut the fuck up. Super sperm.
Shut
this thing got COVID vaccine. He got the COVID vaccine in his sperm. What they do? They put you in the
splash. Rub it in your skin like lotion.
You know what? No facials. No facials, Ron. No facials. No facials. You stupid as hell.
I just go around the motherfucking community centers all around the country. Splash.
Start selling it. Ron's anti-COVID, Ron's COVID relief.
Oh, COVID come.
Ron's back.
That nigga said COVID come. God damn.
COVID come. Y'all done.
Ejaculation, inoculation. Come on, sir. We got a bunch
of
what
God. You want. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, you know, let me shut up.
You're about to go to the left, nigga. You're about to go
about
to the
go
left.
The
come
way.
With me.
I was about to go
come
all
with me.
Way.
Let me company.
You about to take me there. You about to take me there, like, you know. No
I was trying to get Taylor earlier. She wouldn't listen to me. She was like, nope, I ain't following you, nigga. I was trying to get her with the RiRi shit. She wasn't coming.
I'm not going to let you bait me into this conversation because I was about to go all the way there with you. I was about to, you know, that anti-retinol, that motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, SPF 40,
oh,
you know,
shit.
I was about to go there with you. But I'm not about to.
I'm done
nope,
with you.
Not gonna do it. I'm not about to do it. Now, don't get me. Not today, sir. Not today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Woo.
Ron, you just...
I'm calming down. I got my medicine. I'm calming down.
Okay.
Calming down.
Okay, good. Good. Because that was just a mess right there. That was a whole
mess.
It
was a whole mess. I was so about to go into it with him, and I'm so sorry for almost falling into the deep end. You know, I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm just saying, I'm just here to do my part.
Taylor, I have some kudos for you. Taylor, I got some kudos for you, honey. I got some kudos
for you, honey.
I got some kudos for you, honey, because you got them babies home, and they still homeschooling. They still COVID schooling online and shit, right?
Yes.
Okay, honey, listen here. And, baby, listen to me. Whew, I know you have to go outside the home to work, but I'm at home working. I got mad fucking kudos and respect for you, baby, for being homeschooling these kids. Keeping up with motherfucking assignments and emails. When I tell you, like, now listen, I love my man and I love those kids, right? I would never ever, you know, them they just like mine. But when I tell you, honey, emails, making sure motherfuckers is logged into their computer on time. These kids be making sandwiches. I be trying to work. They be making Lucky Charms. And I have mad respect. Kudos to you, baby, because you've been doing it longer than me. And when I tell you, the struggle is real. So I raise my glass to you today, honey.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it got easier. But, like, them first 3 weeks, I was like, I don't know what. Like, I remember calling one of my kids' teachers. And I called the wrong teacher.
Girl.
And I was talking to the teacher, and I was like, yeah, you know, they're having trouble with the assignment, this is that, and the third. And she was like, I don't understand. I'm like, what you mean you don't understand? You're the teacher. How are you not going to understand what I'm talking about? I mean, we tried the wrong game, and the student wouldn't let me. And then you telling me to do this, this, and this, and I'm doing it, and it's not working. And then she was like, but I'm looking, and Justin had turned in an assignment. I said, Justin? She said, yeah. I said, who is this? So I was trying to call my daughter's teacher, and I called.
All right, see, I've had enough of this bullshit. See,
no,
already
no,
you
no,
fucking
no,
up already,
no,
Taylor.
No, let me give her her props
no.
because I'm just trying to explain
no,
to you.
No, no.
This motherfucker
first of all,
is
she's wrong. Her oldest is a fucking athlete and is on the right track. If you don't give the rest of them little motherfuckers a ball or a motherfucking instrument, nigga, fuck learning. We ain't trying to learn.
Oh,
we trying. Listen. Get them
but
little niggas a bat, a glove, a ball of some sort, some fucking skates or something.
But
nigga,
they,
you was right. You was on the right track. Why you going to the education route now with the other ones? Fuck school, nigga.
You know what?
Ron.
I'm just giving you your props, boo. Because.
Thank you.
Working from home.
This nigga is on the right track. He about to get a motherfucker. He got a scholarship. This nigga about to get some motherfucking endorsements and shit. These motherfuckers is doing book reports. You better work when they cross over, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ron, just says the man.
He had to do book reports too.
Hold on. Says the man who has a whole ass teenager who's almost grown. And how is Marley now? 3?
He popping pimples and pampers. That's what he doing. He pampers and pimples.
That's what I'm saying.
There.
This nigga gotta worry. This nigga gotta worry about condoms and motherfucking alphabet. You know what I'm saying? Condoms and curriculum. Now, like, don't go there. Don't do her. Condoms and curriculum. All right.
One, I ain't got to worry about shit. My girls are cute and got a vagina. They will be all right.
You know what? You ass. You ass. I'm done.
But Taylor, kudos to you, boo. I got mad respect for you, honey. I've been doing it for a month, and I be feeling like, girl, I be in meetings. They start fighting, and then the dog gets to acting crazy. When I tell you the struggle is real. So kudos to you, mama, for doing this for over a year. Whew, thank you. I got mad respect for you, baby. Love you.
Yeah, I mean, I got it, like I said, I got it down now, but them first 3 weeks, it was a mess.
Just give me hope that it's going to get better. Just give me hope.
It's going to get better. Like, the thing is, once you set your routine, it'll get better. It'll get better.
So
mind you,
Amaya got to be at work at 5, right? So he leave the house at 4:30. I go back to sleep after I get up, make his lunch or whatever, send him off on his way. Then I got to get up again, get the kids up at 7:30. I'll be like, y'all supposed to be in class at 7:50, right? So, you know me, I'll go back to sleep. I got to start work at 9. So,
no, no, ma'am.
It ain't happening.
Mm-mm.
Like, it ain't been happening lately. I've been having to keep.
No,
to
you
up.
Can't go back to sleep.
I can't. I can't. You know why? I was in a meeting one day, and they start fighting in the middle. Y'all supposed to be in school. Why y'all fighting? Like, I can't. Lord Jesus, help me. The struggle is so real. And you might, now mind you, this is a struggle for me because Prentice is 21, Chanel is 24. Chanel don't live at home. She off on her own, married, doing her thing. Prentice 21. He still live at home, but he a grown-ass man, go to work, do his thing. This is a whole new world for me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A whole new world. And it's indefinitely, honey. When I say indefinitely, it's indefinitely. So I got to be a teacher. I got to motherfucking be a supervisor. I got to be a cook. Lord Jesus,
mm-hmm.
The struggle is real. So I give you mad props, boo, because, whew, you've been doing it for longer than me. That's all I'm going to say. So just give me that. You told me it's going to get better. So I believe you, okay? I believe you. And that's the end of my thing.
Yeah, it will get better. You just got to, once you get your routine together, it'll get better.
Yeah, okay.
Ain't shit getting better. It's all fucking downhill from here, nigga.
Why you gotta be a negative?
All right, I need you to take two more puffs. Take two more puffs.
Right,
take two more so you can get in the zone. What you smoking on? Take two more.
My bad. All right, I got you.
He needs some cookies. He needs some cookies. The cookies to mellow him out. That cookie's a wedding cake. He needs some cookies and wedding cake. That'll mellow that ass out.
All right, yeah, no.
You need
no,
that.
No, yes, I feel the same way I felt.
You need that indica. Yeah. You don't need that sativa. Sativa gets you talking shit. You need that indica.
Nigga, the sun in the morning get me talking shit, nigga. What the fuck you? Hello, have we just met?
Oh, Lord.
You ignorant.
Oh, Lord.
I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. I'm so tired. Lord Jesus. I had a lady tell me today, and it's one of these New Yorkers. I pay your salary. So you do what I tell you. Bitch,
you ain't have to say it like that. One of these New Yorkers. I ain't appreciate that shit.
She told me, I pay your salary. So you got to do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it. She says who? Ma'am.
Mm-mm.
Then I had a bitch call me a Nazi today because I told her she couldn't call another supervisor a bitch. Like, ma'am, you can't do that. You need to stop. Cut it out. I'm going to tell you to stop cussing or I'm going to disconnect this line. Yeah, this is the day.
Whoa,
I
that is very fascist.
She called me a Nazi. Okay, bitch, I'm black.
That is very
okay.
Fascist. Oh, whoa. I'm gonna stop your speech. You're going to get all your rights revoked because you're saying something I don't like. That sounds very Third Reichish.
Okay. No, she can't cuss me out and talk shit. Now, I have the right to refuse to come. You can't just tell me you can't do that.
I thought you were the professional. You're supposed to be able to navigate through those waters of this front to the client.
You need to refrain from using profanity and calling other supervisors bitches. Because if you do not refrain from this, I do not have to continue this conversation. I will disconnect the line. That is within my right. Okay? Okay. Hey, ma'am. She told me to shove my left foot up my ass and hung up on me.
Well, I would have, too, if you used that fucking voice you just used with me just now. Okay, man?
Fuck these.
Man, that ain't your fucking voice. Don't be using that shit to me. I can tell that ain't even you.
That's a professional voice.
I hate when y'all be doing that dumb shit. Hello? How you doing, sir? Don't fucking talk to me like that. Nigga, talk to me like you fucking home with your children.
Okay.
No, see, that don't always work. Because, see, I did that today. And that's why I got sent home early. But I didn't really care because it was my last day until June anyway. So I was like, all right, then. Because this lady was yelling at me because she couldn't figure out how to use the self-checkout. And I told her what to do, and then she still had an attitude. And she told me I was full of shit. And I told her, her face is full of fucking shit. And apparently that was the wrong thing to say. I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
See, and y'all have the motherfucking audacity to be talking about me, and I'm the motherfucking one that's out of control. Y'all have the fucking unmitigated gall to fucking ostracize me for the words I say. This nigga cursed out a motherfucker. I'm done with y'all.
She professionally cussed her out. It was all professionalism.
And I used the same voice I would with my kids. Like when I told them this morning to stop wrestling before I whooped their ass, that's exactly the way I said it to her. And it wasn't what I said that was the problem. It was the fact that I had said it in front of my supervisor. So then she was like, you know what? You could just go ahead and clock out. I was like, cool, because I wanted to go home anyway. I had put my time in for next week since y'all just decided that fuck me and you know what I gotta do, and y'all scheduled me the entire week. Like, I work Sunday, like they had me scheduled from Sunday to Saturday. I was like, y'all know I'm about to be busy, right? I was like, I'm not coming in here. I won't see y'all till June.
Bye.
And I left it at that.
It's okay.
Emergency. You know,
I wish a motherfucker would say something.
Your ass, Ron, you be cussing people out. You be cussing your cable customers out. Don't even try it. You be cussing them out.
I don't.
You tell them your house is nasty, sir, so I can't run this line because you got too much shit because you a hoarder. You just say it in your nice way.
First of all,
excuse me, ma'am.
I am unable to
complete my job at this time because the facilities do not meet the right specifications. Therefore, you're going to have to reschedule this appointment for a later date,
Ronald,
when you give us access to
Ronald,
the appropriate
Ronald
route
Buffett.
That we need to give you access
Ronald
to the
Buffett.
Services.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Have a good
day.
Exactly.
You're using the same voice that you said you don't like that we use because you don't want to have to deal with the
quarters.
No,
I'm using
the
same voice that I'm using right now. I'm using the same voice that I just used 5 minutes ago. This is what
you're
I
lying.
Talk to. This is how I talk to you.
You see,
I just happen to use a couple
Taylor,
of different words.
Taylor, you see how the tide changes when it's his job, when he got to deal with the hoarders and
Number one, that's not my job no more. I don't go in people's houses no more. So that being said,
fancy.
I don't talk to them motherfuckers. That's
okay,
number
well,
one.
Fancy you. You fancy.
Numero
okay,
dos.
Okay,
there
I was
is
wrong.
A difference.
You want to
fight?
There
is a difference.
You want to fight? You want to fight?
Nigga.
You know where I'm at.
Nigga.
You need my address?
Nigga.
You want to get on the plane? I got a fight, Chris. You want to take it? You want to fight? We can fight.
You talking a whole lot of shit.
I sure am. Come on. Get on the plane. Yeah. Come see about me.
Hey, y'all.
You know I love you, boyfriend.
Y'all retarded. Good evening, everybody. How are you doing?
Hi, Sunshine.
How are you doing? What the fuck? How the
hey,
fuck
girl,
are you doing, nigga?
Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, I'm fine. First of all, I've been dealing with crackers all day long. Sorry if y'all white folks are listening today. But I've been dealing with
everybody's gonna come on the show.
I got somebody to go left with me. Let's go, Kitty.
I ain't going to get everybody coming
listen,
on here.
Listen, y'all.
No,
these are the most hard-headed, nastiest motherfuckers I've ever met in my whole entire life.
Is this the shoes off,
y'all
people?
Understand.
The shoes off on the plane?
No, this ain't with my fucking mask on. I don't care what the governor said. This is public transportation. Put your mask on your face. Keep it on there. Don't make me tell you again. One girl almost peed in my seat. Ma'am, if you get to my seat, I'm going to beat your ass. I promise you.
Wait a minute. Was the bathroom like occupied or something?
Okay, wait a minute. We're gonna need the full story on that one.
Yes,
so
please,
back up
please.
From the beginning.
Because I need to understand.
Okay. So she gets on the flight. First of all, with this one particular young lady, she just kept taking her mask off and not putting it on. Ma'am, I need you to keep your mask on the entire time. I don't care if you are standing up in the middle of the aisle. Bitch, put your mask on. So we are in the middle of taxiing to the runway to take off. There's this little light that's sitting above my head. As long as that light is on, you don't get your ass up for nothing. Period. So we're waiting in, because in Charlotte, sometimes you have to sit in line before you can take off. So we were currently sitting in line, but I didn't know what number we were, because if I get up and he's like, hey, we're number 2 for takeoff, flight attendant, please sit down. I don't need to be at the back of the plane. I need to be in the front. Okay, so she hit her flight attendant call button, not once, but twice. So I take my seatbelt off. Then this one man who wasn't minding his business decided, what does that mean? Does that mean that we're about to take off? No, it means that I'm about to go back in and see what this person wants. You mind your business. So I go back, and she's sitting there rocking like a retarded person. Not retarded. Like a crazy person rocking back and forth. I said, can I help?
No. We were talking about them earlier. Yeah, retarded.
So she's like, I really need to use the bathroom. Can I use the bathroom? No. I mean, I really need to go. No, you can't. You see that blue light up there? You can't get up while that blue light is on. See it?
Does he not understand
we are currently,
it's a liability?
Listen, Linda. So I said,
we are currently
a moving airplane. We are preparing for takeoff. I cannot have you in the bathroom while we are preparing to take off. So this is a safety thing. So I need you to hold it. I will let you know when it is okay for you to get up. But I feel like I'm going to pee on myself. Ma'am, if you pee in my seat, we're going to have a problem. So I need you to hold it like the adult that you're supposed to be, because I'm sure you're adulting. I need you to hold it. I will let you know when you can get up. So then I get back to my seat, even though we're still sitting in line. No, bitch, you. And she's still standing on, rocking back and forth like a crazy person. Like she got, I don't know, whatever ailment she may have. And I'm like, okay. So then we take off. She's still rocking back and forth. So we finally level out. The blue light goes off. I make my announcement. I look directly to her at the back. Ma'am, you can go to the bathroom now. I ain't even walking back there to tell you to go to the bathroom. You rocking back and forth. Go to the bathroom. You know, hand signals and all. Go to the bathroom. Do you know this half are going to walk up to the front talking about some, where the bathroom is? Bitch, it's back there with you.
It's in the back of the plane, ma'am.
Ma'am, I said it's back there. She was like, oh, okay. So as I'm walking by, because this is what I'm getting ready to do, in the air safety checks, this man walks by. He said, hey, I need to use the bathroom. I said, hey, you're going to have to wait because it's now occupied, because I told her she could use the bathroom. I will let you know when she is out the bathroom. So that way you all are not standing up in the middle of my aisle blocking stuff. I will let you know. If y'all ain't, I'm thinking to myself, ain't not one motherfucking child on this plane. You people can't hold your pee. Do you understand that I got on this plane at 3:30 this afternoon? It is now 9 o'clock at night at that time. I ain't been able to go to the bathroom yet because of you people. So when you all get off this time, I'm going to the bathroom. I ain't even had time to get off the plane and go to the bathroom. But y'all want to sit here and tell me about you holding your pee. You want to hear about me holding my pee? I don't want to hear about y'all.
Hold toddler bladder.
So then, she's getting off the plane. She's one of the last two people to get off the plane. She's like, oh, my God, I know I was being difficult. I apologize. I really had to go to the bathroom. And she slips me a 20. I appreciate you, ma'am, but you ain't have to give me no tip. I'm just simply doing my job because my job is to make sure that you are safe and comfortable. I know you were probably uncomfortable having to pee, but your safety was my first priority. Because on the previous flight, this one other heifer, get up while we are landing. Listen now, you know how a landing happens on a plane. The back wheels touch down, and then the front wheels touch down. Sometimes it ain't the smoothest transition. You in the bathroom.
Right.
Ma'am, we are an active plane landing. I need you to sit down. Keep in mind, I'm yelling this over the phone, the PA system, to still take her ass into the bathroom. I had to ask her when she got done, are you okay? Did you hit your head? Is you all right? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just a little nauseous. Her husband slowly walks up, sir. Does your wife need a ginger ale? He was like, yes, she does. Here's two. Have a good night. I need y'all not to make my plane unsafe. Because I don't like filling out safety reports. I don't like doing no extra fucking paperwork that I ain't really got to fucking do.
All right, so check this out. I'll be careless. No, it's not all good. And I'm getting the vision.
Every time he say check this out, that's all we've been saying.
Or oh, so boom.
Nah, but I'm saying I'm just getting the vision. And I see, I know how Soul Plane was like a black people's airline. You know what I'm saying? Yo, she sound like a black woman's airline. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking Kitchener. You know what I'm saying? It's some dumb shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With all the nappy, you know what I'm saying, fucked up kitchen women be. You know, but she, yo, how you gonna be in the front of the fucking plane and scream and point to a bitch, go to the bathroom, ho? From the fucking front, nigga. What kind of shit is that? You're not supposed to fucking head nod a bitch to the lavatory. That ain't fucking professional.
Look,
and
listen,
then you tell the next nigga, nah, son, hold that. You know that dumb bitch is
bathroom.
In there. Know what I'm saying? When, she, when the
bathroom.
Dumb bitch finish, I'll let you know. I can't have y'all standing in my fucking aisles. That's what you said, my fucking aisles. I know you said that.
I didn't say that to nobody.
You ain't say my fucking house, Kitty. You ain't say my y'all ain't standing in my fucking house.
I didn't say that to them.
To them. To them. To them. See? I know that woman. This fucking kitchen here. The fuck is going on, nigga?
That's what I understand. Like, people.
Perm air. Permanent air.
Listen. I was talking to my family because we were in a group text message about my cousin and her potato salad, which then turned into I'm the only black person on this flight. You hear what I just said to you? I was the only black person on this flight. And we were coming to Lynchburg. Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Lynchburg as in Lynch?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's the name of the city. What the hell am I in right now?
Versus Lynchburg.
I've been here 3 times today.
Oh, Lord.
You in Lynchburg right now?
Yeah, I'm in Lynchburg right now.
Yep.
I go back to Roanoke tomorrow. Literally. That's why I said I'm on the Virginia Express, because
I was in Roanoke last night. I am in Lynchburg tonight. I go back to Roanoke tomorrow after I go to Tri-City and Bristol. Yep. Yep, that's where I'm at with it. I feel. I'm sick of them and niggering. I'm sick of people. I'm sick of white people for the day. If I said what I said. Oh, yeah. 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 So what did we talk about? Did we talk about the unemployment? What the employment and unemployment? Did we talk about that already?
Yeah.
Oh,
but then we segued into we did, but then we segued into why people don't want to work, and then we started talking about all the bullshit we deal with at our jobs.
And then Ron came in talking shit.
Of course, like he always does.
I don't hate my job. I love my job.
I don't know about your job. I know Dre a snitch ass nigga.
I know that shit. I just don't like dealing with ignorant people. That's the problem. People that are just ignorant.
I can tell you this. I have never dealt with more non-listening, privileged white folk that I've ever dealt with in my life. Now, keep in mind, I worked at Walgreens.
Friend, you got to listen. I had a lady tell me today she pays my salary, so I basically need to do what she tell me to do. If you don't pay my salary, you don't work for Oscar. You're not the CEO. You don't sign my check. Yeah. So I understand. Yeah.
Like, miss, I make more than you. It don't work like that. Where the boss make less than the employee. What are you talking about? You're my boss. You pay my salary. Shut up.
Shut up. I'm going to eat my cashews and drink my Coke. That's what the hell dinner is. This is where we at. If you be wondering why I be hangry all the time.
So, boom, the other day, Sunday, I'm working late, and we up in this little two-lane back road, and one of my coworkers is, like, maybe 100 feet to my left, and he got a stop sign and a slow sign. You know what I'm saying? We doing traffic control while our third coworker is up trying to do this fixing and shit. And when you was talking about, like, these privileged Europeans, I was like, yo, you coming down the street, you see a big fucking white truck with yellow flashing lights in the dark. Okay, so you're going to see that as you're coming up. As you're coming up, now you see somebody in a big yellow reflective vest holding a sign that says either stop or slow. No, you're going to do neither. Are you fucking serious? It was at least 4 or 5 different times with people coming around this corner. And they used to doing 70 miles around this corner, I guess, because they just was reckless for no reason. And I'm like, yo, Sunday was Mother's Day, right?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? This is Mother's Day. And you fucking acting like a clown. Like, what is wrong with you? But I say that to say all of them was European. And it was just crazy to me how you reckless, you putting yourself in danger, and you're not assessing your surroundings. There's no way you came down that road and didn't see these yellow lights flashing. There's no way you didn't see that. And as you pulled up, there's no way you didn't see this man right here with this sign. But no, you zoom going past and trying to, but I mean, it is what it is. So yeah, work is definitely one of them places where you got to deal with other people's bullshit and deal with it in a professional way.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep your little bit of, you know what I'm saying, your little check coming in.
Yep. They make me want to fight every day.
Wait. So then, so I didn't get off that job to whatever time. I got home. It was about maybe 11 o'clock. I was supposed to get up at 7. I ended up getting home by 11. No problem. Got a little bit of overtime on Mother's Day. On my way home, I said, you know what? I still got to give my daughter something to eat. Maybe stop at Wawa's, go get her some chicken fingers. Oh, excuse me. And a salad. I said, fuck that salad. Macaroni and cheese. She loved that shit. Boom, whatever, get it. NYY, they got a pregnant black lady on Mother's Day stuck there. I can't leave this lady here on Mother's Day. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the fucking mirror if I left this pregnant woman in fucking YY's needing to ride to her fucking destination. Are you serious?
Wow,
so
yeah.
Now I get this chick a ride down, come back, get home, and some of the people in my complex, they were still, you know, wrapping up their Mother's Day celebrations. Young lady comes up, her car got towed. She ain't got the money to pay for it. Know what I'm saying? Whoop-de-whoop, this, that, and the third. So my dude reached in his pocket, he give her the money. There you go. I ain't got no way there. It was like fucking, I don't know what it was, but it was like, you know how like something gravitates to something? Everybody's eyes gravitated to me and looked at me like, why won't you give her a ride? I mean, what the fuck y'all looking at me for? All right, come on, let me give you a ride. So now I go give her a ride to go pick her car from the tow shit. Nigga, it's 2 a.m. by the time I get to fucking sleep. I'm like, nigga. I ain't fucking with none of y'all trying to be nice on Mother's Day. Fuck Mother's Day from now on.
No, don't do that because other people are stupid.
Right, don't do that.
All right, I won't do that. That's the after Father's Day.
Anybody want some cashews and a Coke Zero?
Terrible. Are they gluten-free cashews?
Well, they don't have gluten in them.
You are so wrong. How the fuck? Nuts don't have gluten in them.
They're salt and pepper cashews.
Brian, why are you going to be such an asshole all the time?
Dummy. Oh, my God.
Are those gluten-free cashews? What the fuck? Who went and nuts
I'm
have
trying
gluten?
To help her because I know she's on a gluten-free diet. I was just looking out for her. That's all I was doing.
No, who says that? You're dumb. You're so fucking dumb. I can't let you die. You're dumb as hell. Let's puff on some more weed, sir. Puff.
What happened? Excuse me, what was that? Huh?
No, I told you go puff. You're special.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I am. Trust me.
So, while we're here, I'm just going to put it out there that next week we won't have a show. Okay? Because we'll be celebrating shit.
Nah, that's whack. That's whack. That's the next week is the perfect time to have a show, nigga.
So 3 of us will be in the same place.
That's why it's the perfect time to have a show.
We don't know what time we're going to get back in from doing this stuff.
I don't give a good motherfucking damn.
We'll talk about it.
We'll see. Y'all just send me some pictures. You know, just send me some pictures.
We will.
Ain't nobody sending you no motherfucking pictures, nigga.
Why you always gotta be an asshole? Like, why do we always have to argue? Like, every time I come around, you're
Why do you always have to
Yo, real talk,
like,
I ain't gonna hold you. I got the worst fucking toothache right now, and I've been a dick all day because my fucking mouth is hurting.
Take your big ass to sleep. Take a pain pill, go to fucking sleep, and sleep that shit.
Yo,
out, nigga.
I've been a dick all day, son. I ain't gonna hold you.
Well, you're typically always a dick, so you're probably a dick times two. But I love you.
Oh,
man,
shit. Gangsta. Oh, shit. Oh, if I actually listen to what you just said, I might take it personally. What did you just say?
You're not going to take it personal because you love me. We have a love-hate relationship. This has been our relationship from the start. It's been love-hate. Like, you come for me, I come for you, we talk again,
oh,
and that's just the way it is. You know?
Oh, shit.
But
that's
just take
fucked
pictures
up,
from the
guys. Kitty and Taylor saying the same fucking day.
What?
First time I met him, she cursed me out for like the first 5 months she knew me.
Yeah, because you ain't fit. Remember, we used to always argue in class. Like,
but a pain
kids.
In the ass. That's exactly what you are, a pain in the ass.
I knew Taylor. For the first 9 months, I knew Taylor, but she was pregnant with, fuck you, Rod.
You ain't shit. Now everybody knows. The consensus is real. You ain't shit on most days. But you love
Wait, but what? Oh, but once
you
get
are.
Past that little fucking hump, nigga, I'm your nigga once you get past that
you
hump.
You are. But it does
you're
take
right,
time.
You're right.
I remember you used to fucking irritate my soul. I used to want to fight you. I used to want to fucking fight you. I ain't even going to lie. But now you like, hey, girlfriend, hey, boyfriend. Like, you won me over, you know, but you ain't shit most of the time. So that's just the way it is. It's all love.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Shaking my head. Too much.
Draining his snitching ass. Yeah, this nigga snitchy. And they wrong come in. It's on his chest. This nigga.
Leave Dre alone. I'm not going to let you go for Dre. I will defend Dre. That's my Dre. Don't do that.
How you
going to
defend fucking
that's what
Alpo?
You did, I'm saying that's what you did, but you ain't going to
defend.
You just don't like the truth. Dre just told the truth. Like, he just told the truth.
But I just said you was the first one. Medusa was the second one coming in talking shit. She was like, fuck the kids. And then next thing you know, Becky come in, fuck the
kids. I didn't say
fuck the kids. See, nigga, you still thinking. She didn't even say that. She just meant it. But she didn't say it.
I was kind of on my money bag, yo. I don't like bitches. I don't like niggas. I don't like nobody. So that means the kids and good. I don't like nobody.
Exactly.
No one.
She was basically saying, fuck the kids. Then basically saying, fuck these kids.
I'll admit that. I'll take
I
that.
Miss
it
I
from
did.
The bottom
I,
of my heart.
Me and Keisha was the only one.
Did you say you meant it from the bottom of your heart? Is that what
he say?
Yes, I did.
What's he say? I meant what I said from the bottom of my heart.
I'm useless.
She said to him,
you know,
everybody on that train tonight.
Right. Uh-huh. It's okay. I didn't have time to sit down and eat my cashews or my egg rolls because of them people.
Nigga, yeah. Where the fuck did the egg roll come from?
Oh, Lord.
From the Chinese restaurant.
This nigga, like, I got cashews and Pepsi. Cashews and Pepsi. Cashews and Pepsi.
Coke.
Nah.
Zero.
Coke.
Didn't say Pepsi.
Oh, my bad.
Coke.
Cashews and Coke. Like C&C. Cashews and Coke. Now she got a motherfucking egg roll. Now she gonna have a fucking beef brisket. What the fuck else you gonna pull out your back pocket to eat, nigga?
You know what?
Nigga, I got a lunch box.
You got a lunchbox.
She got a whole ass lunchbox. She let you know she got a whole snack box.
The whole lunchbox, nigga. You never know when I'm going to pull out this bitch. And it's gluten free, nigga.
Listen. I got a blueberry muffin. I got two egg rolls. I got some apples and some peanut butter. I got some chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, so on the side.
Popcorn.
Let it ring. And then I also got my almond milk for my cereal in the morning when I go downstairs because they don't ever have the milk I like. My almond milk. Yeah, I got lunchbox.
I ain't mad at you. That's what's up.
Now in these freaking airports, the lines be so damn long. The line be so long at these restaurants, you ain't got time to stop and get nothing to eat, so you got to pack a lunch. You got to pack enough for 4 days.
That ain't a lunch, nigga. That sound like what I'm going to fucking be eating after this nigga blunt, nigga. It sound like you high and you got some of everything.
I'm eating all that now. I just had my cashews.
Nigga said I got some peanut butter. I got some tomato soup. I got a leg of lamb. I got some M&M peanuts. Just the orange and blue ones.
Not a leg of lamb. A leg of lamb, bro.
You so stupid. A leg of lamb, really? A rack? I can't. I'm dead. I'm done.
The pretty joint with the bones that be going to roll around in circular motion.
Keisha Taylor, what we eating this week, girl? What we eating?
I have no idea. Wait a minute. I thought you meant if we were going out for dinner. But we are having Italian.
We can decide that later. We can decide that part later. I'm talking about at the reception, what we eating, honey.
We are eating Italian.
So
there is...
So we have a spaghetti
there
lasagna.
Is. Okay, hold on. Let me go.
Oh, I'm going to get the menu.
This nigga
I'm going to go
spaghetti.
Get the list. I'm going to get the list because you know Mark made a list. You know he made a list.
So here's the plan. Friday night, we might be going out to dinner. So, nigga, be prepared to go out to dinner on Friday night.
Just send me pictures, please.
You think I packed a going to dinner outfit? Matter, I need one more. So I might go to brunch on Sunday. Got some other friends in the area. Wait. I'm trying to see people when I'm in their place. I do. I really do. I be trying.
Okay, here we go. All right. So we got penne alla vodka. We have chicken francese. Sliced steak, fried calamari. I don't know how
don't
to pronounce know. This word. I believe that is cavallini, and broccoli. I could be saying that wrong, but it's okay. Stuffed mushroom, roast loin of pork, and Italian meatballs.
Okay, I'm going to need to look at this menu. I'm going to need to see some pictures or some shit. I need to see pictures. I don't know what that shit is. But I know I'm not eating that calamari, and I ain't eating that mushroom.
All right, so first of all, to hell with you, because both of them shits actually sound very tasty to me, okay?
Okay.
And the penne alla vodka, you know what I'm saying? I already know what I'm eating right now. You talking about seeing the motherfucking menu. I'm talking about where my fucking silverware. I'm good. I know what I want.
What's penne alla vodka? Is that noodles with vodka?
No.
Well, first of all, you sound very
sauce.
Alcoholic, but kind of.
No, don't do that. Don't come for my friend.
Listen, I get to drink. You understand? I get to sit down and enjoy myself and do some shit without having to do homework, without having to go to anybody's job. Listen, I'm going to enjoy the festivities and the celebrate.
Yeah. So you go drink your food. Yeah, okay. You want to know if it's vodka and motherfucking entree. No doubt.
What are you talking about? You can talk with vodka.
No, and technically there is vodka in the sauce. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's just noodles with, you know what I'm saying, some sauce on it. But that calamari,
yeah.
That fly calamari go, you know what I'm saying, the mushrooms, I'm gonna rock with those. Indeed.
You know what? Just because it's her function and her celebrate, I might try it.
because
no,
I have...
nigga, no. I'm gonna eat yours. You can't have none.
I mean, because I have had dried squid before, so I can't. I mean, I can try it. I'll eat a little bit, and then you can have the rest. And
okay.
Then dipping sauce with the calamari, like, does it come with, like,
this
some
nigga
type of...
asking about dipping sauce, nigga. Do she look like the fucking condiment lady, nigga?
Hi, calamari. It usually comes with, like, cocktail sauce or tartar sauce or something like that.
Oh, tartar sauce. Okay. I could take some tartar sauce. Not eating no cocktail sauce. I don't like cocktail sauce. That I definitely don't eat.
Yeah, we could tell she's fucking kitchenaire. This nigga.
Listen,
y'all ain't got no hot sauce for these wings up here, and ain't nothing in the put in cockpit. The pilot ain't got
not
none.
Not in the cockpit, so she.
The pilot ain't got no hot sauce.
There was a
no,
because
he busy.
Listen. So there was a pilot I flew with. It's been a while back. He said to me, I was eating something. He said, you ain't going to put no hot sauce on that. We were eating pizza. I said, no, I don't put hot sauce on my pizza. I said, I put some, you know, cheese on, you know, some Parmesan cheese on it. He was like, girl, watch this. He pulled hot sauce out of his jacket pocket. And I was like, you know what, I'm not doing this shit with you today. I said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I thought I was joking about it being hot sauce in the cockpit. See,
yeah.
See, y'all motherfuckers
name,
be laughing
crazy,
at me a little too fucking
name,
fast.
Guess what his name was?
Dre.
No. you got one. No, Ron, you got one of these.
Go back to the
conversation you and I had the other day. You got one, and I got
one. Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
And you got
and
one
then,
of those.
Yeah. And then he was Caucasian and loved black women. I said, you know what? And from Texas. I said, you know what? You better be glad you married. Because he was like up a little speed from a white guy. Y'all. I got a speed for white guys, but I ain't really found one that I really like. So... yeah, because I think the next person I date will be a white man. I feel it in my spirit because niggas be niggering, and I ain't got time for it.
Click.
I said what I said, and I meant it from the bottom of my heart.
That's the problem, nigga. You supposed to fuck you talking from the bottom of your heart for? You know how much dirty shit is at the bottom of a heart? It's like the bottom of your fucking sneakers, nigga. That's just the dirty part. No talk from there, nigga.
I mean it from every inch of my heart. Every inch from the bottom to the top to the side to the back. Yup.
Yeah, in other words, nobody don't give a fuck about what your heart got to say, nigga. You talking, they looking at your butt.
You know what? From now on, until I decide, that's how I'm signing off on stuff. That I said what I said, and I meant it from the bottom of my heart. Going forward.
Not
any regular thing that I should... yep.
Buttocks. Now she said, I said what I said, and I meant it from the bottom of my ass. The niggas to take that shit seriously.
That's a good.
So this is a
heart attack. I said what I said, and I said it from the bottom of my ass. The deep dog.
Right.
Face.
Don't this, see? Ain't that? Don't that got a better ring to it? Even.
Yep. I'm signing off on stuff going forward. I meant it from the bottom
right.
of my heart.
Right.
Use
heart at work, though. Use ass out of work. There you go. See what I'm saying?
Not ass out of work.
Yeah, don't use ass at work. Don't do that. We want you to keep your good clean.
People be sending me some of the dumbest stuff in my DM. Maybe
well, all I
stuff.
Get in my fucking DM nowadays is Africans that want to fucking invest in gold and Bitcoin and little fucking white heifers that want, you know what I'm saying, play and have a date. What's the fuck out of here? Get out of here, nigga. Well, fuck both of y'all.
They want you to be their sugar daddy or some shit?
Nah, you know how them fucking bots be going after you, know what I'm saying, trying to, know what I'm saying, be your friend and shit? You have a new friend request. Fucking
you have
Adriana fucking William Thomas Land.
Adriana, what's her name?
I don't fucking know. They have some fucking dumbass names and shit with some fucking stock photo of their shit and fucking 79,000 friends. One of them is a female.
Oh, man. So, okay. So, earlier this week, I did this thing to the internet. So, do y'all want to talk about it?
Wait a minute. What did you do?
But yo, what kind of fucking question is that? Earlier this week, I got some money. Y'all know how much I got? No, because you ain't telling nobody. How the fuck are we supposed to know what you did earlier with the fucking internet?
You didn't see my
I specifically wanted to know what she was talking about before I started talking because I didn't want to start shit. But
we
talked
all
about
want to know
picture.
What the fuck she's talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
We can talk about your pictures.
Okay.
So
I just wanted to make sure we was talking about something we supposed to be talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't show the rest of the world those pictures because that one picture made me want to be like, you know what, you niggas need to stop looking at me because I don't know what the fuck is your problem. I started getting likes and DMs from people who I ain't never spoke to a day in my life. Now, keep in mind, I post a picture every goddamn day, whether I'm in my uniform or if it's some type of T-shirt offering or it's because I just felt like it today. You know what I'm saying? But let me put some ass and some titties into the world. And it gets 273 likes.
Mm-hmm.
So, this lets me further know that niggas, like I said, niggas be niggering. And y'all, that's what y'all like. Y'all like the Instagram model ass shit that they have dressed. But then it's
all right. Hold on,
out.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
You got a problem.
You're not even fucking being fair. Were there any females in your DM?
No. They my homegirls. They're like, oh, girl, you cute and shit. But
oh, now
it's
they your homegirls. Oh, mm-hmm.
Literally,
yeah,
they
mm-hmm.
are my homegirls. They're like, come on now.
She went from no
send me a message saying,
to,
girl, you
but
cute
they
and
my
shit.
Homegirls. No doubt.
Really? Really? I ain't had no bitches in my DM.
Okay.
They ain't had no bitches. Even though I used to collect bitches every now and again, but I ain't been collecting them. I ain't been collecting none lately.
I don't think it's fair that you come after the dudes, know what I'm saying, for responding.
But they the only ones
after
that be
you
in
put
there
something
saying
up
stupid shit.
For them to respond to.
I put up something every single day for them to respond to. But because my ass and my titties is out.
Every day. Mm-hmm. That's really. Mm-hmm.
Really, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
And then you had, you know what I'm saying, the different, you know what I'm saying, the different locales and the different, you know what I'm saying, she by herself, she not by herself, she in this, she not in this, oh, show a little leg, take it back, show a little thigh, take it back, you know what I'm saying, this nigga up here doing all kind of fucking, you know what I'm saying, Huxtable-ish things.
Huxtable-ish things. Lord.
What are you talking about?
Because it was an episode, I know what he's talking about. It was an episode of the Cosby Show.
She know what I'm talking about, nigga. You not about to... Don't explain the joke, nigga.
I know the episode when the grandma and the grandpa were talking about it.
Yes.
Okay.
She wasn't talking right. She was right. Thank you.
But why? Okay, so help me understand. I'm fully, like, I'm still cute in the face, fully clothed. I don't understand it. Y'all know I got big titties. You can look at me and say I got big titties. What the fuck? I don't need to be showing the titties.
You want to know why you understand it? Okay.
Girl, you don't. No, nobody got to see them titties to know them titties is there.
Thank you, Medisa. You're right. But there's three words that make everything y'all say useless. Great.
Them titties is there, honey.
Matter.
I was like, I saw that picture. I was like, oh, I wish I had some titties. I wish I had some titties. What did you say?
Shut
like,
up,
where can I get
Shut
some
up.
Titties like that? I got to wear a pussy up
no,
titties.
No, fuck
like
y'all. Because the same way you see that motherfucking shit hanging to the left in his sweatpants, and the next nigga shit ain't hanging to the left, and you can decipher how hard that nigga dick is and how much he hanging, the same way we can decipher how much your nipple sticking out. Same way
you
we can decipher how fat that ass is.
Irrelevant. That is irrelevant, sir. See, like,
it's not irrelevant. It is exactly
the issue
actual
is
factual.
The issue is that regardless if she showed them titties or not, the titties is there. You can't miss the titties because the titties is there. And I, like I said, I admire them titties, and I wish I had titties like that, ma'am. Keep them titties where them titties is, okay? Okay.
If you say titties one more fucking time, nigga. Yo, this nigga said the titties. I wish I had the titties. Look at the titties, girl. Your titties.
No, so like I rolled over here with my friend and my coworker, and she's making these sex on the beaches. So I'm a little sex on the beach right now. So I put my so sorry if I can't stand titties.
All right, now I'm fucking with you.
Okay, Madden. So like I said, I think I don't know if I want to show the rest of the world, the rest of the pictures.
Well, send them to me DM so I can take a look.
Well, you know, I was
well, here's
you
what you do.
I'm going to send y'all.
You
to
so here's what you
friend.
Do. So here's what you do. You just drop them. You don't drop them all at once. You see what I'm saying? So,
one
like, you drop one. You drop one last week. So then you save one, and then you drop another one next week.
Okay, well, I'm going to drop them in the inbox for y'all can see.
This
Keep
nigga sound like No Limit in 1998. Oh, I'm going to drop one this week. Then I'm going to drop another one a week later. Then I'm going to drop another one a week later. Then here comes me your ex. Now here comes Silky Shocker. Here comes Steve Murphy.
I'm about to drop them in the inbox for y'all to see, okay?
Okay. But hold on, wait. Because you remember, I just want to ask a question. Keith Taylor, you remember the one pictures? You remember the one pictures and I remember the one pictures?
Uh-huh.
You remember them?
No.
You remember them? You remember how she dropped them on us? We was like, wow.
Yeah.
Which
is no warning.
No, the one.
Your other photo shoot you had.
That other photo shoot she had when she had, yeah. Remember that, Keith Taylor? Yeah.
Oh, the one when you was outside, friend.
Outside,
yeah,
outside.
That one.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, she forgot.
I definitely didn't drop all those out. I didn't drop those for the internet. I did let y'all see those.
Yeah, you didn't drop them for the internet. But, honey, listen, let me tell you something here. Now, listen, here. Yeah. Just be easy on us, okay, ma'am?
I can't guarantee you promise. But they about to
go
down the
road. No. Medisa.
Huh?
Nah, these ain't it. Nah, she showed out with these.
Oh, well, hold
she
on.
She showed out.
Let me go to the inbox. Oh, this
yeah. Fun. Now
yeah.
Sit down now. Now you got to sit down now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's giving it. She giving all that shit. Oh. She's serving.
Okay.
Okay then. Okay then, friend. Yeah, she bad. Yeah, she bad. My coworker said you confident. Yeah, she bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I told you I was here with my coworker.
Is that what your coworker say again?
She said you bad, girl. You confident. You bad. She's weak.
Hey,
we.
I be out.
Okay, you better. Okay, you better. Bitch, you better work. You better work, bitch. You better work.
You're so stupid.
Okay.
Okay, okay, friend. Ow, 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 ow. You best to fucking work. Okay, then. All right, then,
so,
friend.
So, Ron, as you see, I got matching bras and panties and shit.
She's showing out. She represents. Okay, then, friend.
And that's
okay.
Not even, I'm still waiting on some pictures to come in.
So the worst part about this is I'm looking at
the
it, right?
Worst. Not the
yes.
Worst.
The worst. And I flip back through the pictures, right? So if you're looking at the pictures where you can flip back through them, right? And we're in the office, flip back to the two pictures right before Imai sent these.
Wait a minute. View photos. When we're talking about the girl who was shaped wrong.
Yeah. Oh, when so I said Dre was shaped like a beanbag.
Yes. No,
no.
No. The picture. Go to the pictures in the group. You can see all of them. And I was talking about the girl
right.
Who don't wear no girdle. She don't wear no bra, and she got friends that don't like her.
Yeah.
And then,
oh,
so I'm going back through hers, and I get to that one. I think, oh, no, I flip back to mine real quick.
See?
Oh,
see?
No. Mm.
See?
Oh, shit.
I would agree. She doesn't have friends. You can't. Your friends don't let you do that. They don't. Your friends don't let you do that. Like, no. No bueno. It's all
yeah.
About angles.
I would also say
very nice.
So do you see why they can't go on the internet?
No.
See why? No, you don't think so?
I mean, some of them okay. I see why they can, but some of them I think are, I'm saying, appropriate.
Okay.
The very first one is appropriate. The very first one.
No, that's not.
Why not?
I don't know. Because then they're going to be like, look at
that's
all them
guys. That's the one that's already out.
No, that's not. The one that's already out is the third one from the top. The one on the, it's the one where my hand is up and I'm looking at the camera with my feet up. And I'm laying on my stomach.
Okay. Okay.
That's the one that's already on the internet. Yeah. Now, if I put the ones that I'm sitting down in on the internet, then
yeah, goddammit, you put that one up. I know the damn train going to be pulling up wherever you at.
Man, I'm going to fuck that nigga. How about that? Because the bullshit he did today, I almost drove a plane through his house.
I know oh, that train. I bet you post that one
that
hit that train pulling up. Mm-mm.
No, it ain't.
And you got the heels on, too? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's coming, Dre. Quick, fast, in a hurry. Like the midnight train to Georgia. Quick, fast,
in a
hurry.
They going to clean all that up. That nigga going to break up with that motherfucker with that damn song from goddamn, what's old girl's name? I apologize.
You stupid.
I sent him the pictures.
He's seen them.
And if you post the one where you sit down with that grin, he's going to say you grinning too hard. That train going to pull up just like it made you pain.
What?
You know the part when he told the little boy to
put I ain't never seen that movie. All the way through. Not all the way through.
That little motherfucker said, that's what that train going to be doing. Because he's going to say you grinning too damn hard. Mm-mm.
What? Am I not grinning? I mean, I'm smiling at the camera when I'm laying down with the red lipstick.
Wait, but then the other one, she ain't smiling at all. She looks serious as a heart attack.
It's a motherfucker. And everybody know what that red lipstick mean. That red lipstick mean, come get it. That damn train gonna pull up with that song blasting. I apologize. Hey, them got your bitches off the internet. I apologize. They're gonna be the remix.
Say what? Get my ass. I was listening. We were actually listening to Janae, and I was laughing on some of them. Yep. But them eyebrows is arched to the gods, ain't they?
Okay. I know one thing. You supposed to, boy, damn, them two running like you supposed to see shit. You gonna break
the
internet.
You
gotta get about
400. Nah, and them edges is laid. Listen.
All right. Amar, take your penis out your mouth. All right, stop sucking yourself, young lady.
Nah, stop sucking. Okay.
I can't hear.
You know what? Okay, it's time. It is time for Ron to go to bed.
See, why you want to just go back and look at mine, Ron? Look at her and look at me. There's a difference.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I turned back like one or two picks too far. I said, oh, no, turn back, reverse track. No, I don't want to see that. No.
I hate to live in here all at the same time. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I just got a message that a package is on its way. Let me see where it's coming from. Uh-oh. Okay, all right. That package might just be on time.
What package? What we getting?
Your package, girl. I ain't going to tell you what it is, because like I said, it's like it just made it to the transportation hub. It's actually in Utah, so hopefully it will make it across the country in time.
Okay.
So, yep. I buy great gifts. My name is Jamie. I give great gifts. Oh, and my jumper arrived. Ooh.
Okay, y'all.
Don't get drunk.
I gotta drive to from Scottsdale.
Who? What?
No, I gotta drive home from Scottsdale.
Well, girl, be careful. Drive safe.
Yes. And you know what? It is past everybody's bedtime. Especially Ron.
Especially Ron.
I gotta
Hey, I'm about to go to 7-Eleven, go get me a coffee, roll this blunt, and go do some bald-headed whole things.
I'm
about to go home and do some whole shit at home. You ain't about to do nothing at home but motherfucking... fucking romper room, nigga. That's what the fuck you about to do at home.
I'm about to go home and do damn thing. Mm-hmm.
Girl, you got kids in your
house. Nah, them kids asleep. Them kids is motherfucking sleep, honey. And I'm about to go home and smoke me a fat one. And do what I do.
Well, I was like,
you gonna be asleep. It sounds like you're going to be asleep as soon as you get home, nigga.
I got some frustrations to take out on the motherfucker from my day. These motherfucking bikers need to get the fuck out the street. Get y'all little biking asses out the street. Get in the bike lane. Get on the sidewalk, little ass girl. Now, shit.
Gotcha.
Well, looking back, like she in the street. Like, ma'am, you're not supposed to be in the street. Ride on the fucking sidewalk. Why are you doing
the bike is about to jump Medusa.
No.
Oh, no.
Me and Black Panther's ride now. I got to stop and get me an energy drink so I can make it. I got a 30-minute drive. So I got to make sure I get home safe. You know what?
done here because you're really a 30-minute drive. You complaining about a 30-minute drive when my commute to and from work is an hour and a half.
No, no. What I'm saying is you got to understand out here, it's long as fuck. You got to drive through all these highways and byways and all that bullshit. And I'm not minimizing nobody else's journey. I'm just saying, like, for me, I hate fucking driving. I'm not I don't like driving. And I got to just go clear across the country and things like. It's all good. Me and Black Panther, we doing our thing. I'm just got to go stop and get me a rooster booster before at QT.
All right, when you drive safe.
I don't know why y'all laughing at her calling her motherfucking vehicle Black Panther. Ain't nothing funny about that.
I didn't laugh at
my car. I'm calling my car Black Panther because it's fucking amazing. I like my new car. Now.
That's what's up.
I appreciate my new car. I worked hard for this new motherfucking car with no money down. Damn. You built that
stupid.
I'm just saying.
Nigga said, I work hard for this new car with no money down. This is an ill.
No money down.
Ill. You gonna be paying forever. Ill.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm stupid.
You dumb.
You over here?
Nah.
You get 2043 talking about Black Panther mine.
Nah, I'm paying two payments a month. Get this shit taken care of. Knock the principal down. I'm gonna have this bitch paid off in 2-3 years. Trust.
That's what's up. Get that shit knocked off.
I got gold.
I'm glad you got goals. Fuck that, nigga. I'm going to motherfucking to the church. I'm going to go, you know what I'm saying, tell them I'm a believer, and I'm going to get somebody to donate me a motherfucking car. Fuck that.
The fuckery right here.
I'm going to get a nigga to the south side. I'm telling them I got fucking, you know what I'm saying, Lou fucking Gehrig's disease or some shit. I'm going to make some
you
shit
dumb.
Up. I'm telling niggas.
He said Lou Gehrig's disease. I'm fucking dumb. I swear to God, you're dumb.
Nah, nigga, if you tell them niggas the right story, and they always up like, yo, I swear to God, Mother Williams, through your gift, I'm now healed. Your gift.
You're dumb,
your
man.
2021 Cadillac Seville, it healed me. I no longer have Lou Gehrig's disease. Nothing. No
you.
Baseballs.
I hate you. All right,
guys. Well, we're getting ready to go. Y'all have a good night.
All right,
good night. Yo, no. You don't do it.
Ron, it's all over for you, sir. Good night. I got you,
but you don't do it that quick, son. That's kind of rude, man. You make me feel like we ain't, you know what I'm saying? Whoa.
I did it for you, nigga. Shut up, get on.
That's what I'm saying. Whoa, nigga, that was kind of rude right there, nigga.
Oh, my gosh. Don't smoke. Be quiet.
I'm bored. Okay, all right, good night,
Tom. My black ass.
Good night, guys. Bye.
Good night.
I'm going to smoke regardless, nigga. I don't need your permission to go fucking smoke.